Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. We got some outstanding stuff lined up for you straight ahead because our good buddy Sam Norwood is back on the show. Sam is a longtime member of our Brain Trust and an outstanding resource for us and one of the smartest guys I know. Senior partner with Tatum LLC, which is an organization that every month polls their partners from around the country who are helping to run businesses not unlike yours and mine. And Sam talks to these guys and says, okay, what are you seeing out there? And they tell him what they see, and he compiles that into a report that that he delivers to us every month, and we're happy to be the beneficiaries of that hard work. Sam Norwood, welcome back to the show.
Hey, it's great to be back, and it's really fun to be able to report from the partners that we have in 26 markets around the country that the economy is continuing to actually get a grip and to improve, and we'll talk about particularly pleasing in our survey was capital expenditure commitments and employment.
Those have been two lagging indicators, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. You know, we are really reluctant to put new money until we in our business until we really think the future looks better, and we're also reluctant to fire and reluctant to hire back until we know that we're on solid ground. And so it's very encouraging to us to see that both of these indicators were positive in the past month.
Well, you know, CapEx, capital expenditures, the reason why that's such a good trend to see, if that's going up, is because that speaks to the attitude of the owner about the future. That's one thing. Number two is it means that you know, most people, when they buy capital expenditures, when they buy capital items, they finance them.
Yes.
And maybe that's going to see a little bit of an improvement in the relationship between banks and small businesses, Sam. Because the banks that I talk to, most of the banks I talk to are independent community banks.
Yeah.
And those guys say, hey, we're ready to lend right now. We want them loaned to small business owners right now, but they're not coming in and asking us for loans.
Well, that's true, and very interestingly, and this is counterintuitive, when business is slowing down, you can have positive cash flow by the reduction of accounts receivable and inventories, even though the bottom line might be negative, your cash flow might be positive.
Yeah.
And that turns, as we start turning up, the demand for bank loans is going to increase fairly dramatically as business turns around.
Well, one of the things that I think is a different perspective on cash in small business than big business, as you know, Sam, big businesses are hoarding cash right now.
Yeah.
They've got cash coming out their ears.
Yep.
That's almost never the case at a small business.
Right.
Even at times like this, even when times are good, when times are bad, I mean, I don't know too many small business owners that are flush with cash very often. What about you? What do you think?
Well, I think first you have distributions to the owners, but second, that's necessary just to keep groceries on the table.
Right.
But also, as small businesses are more prone to growth and seizing growth opportunities,
yep.
So
yep.
As the capability comes for growing the business, you are compelled to grow.
Well, the other thing is, big businesses are publicly traded. When they get cash from stock, from the sale of stock, they don't have debt service on that.
Right.
Small businesses don't have that sort of thing. If we leverage our cash, we have debt service to the bank.
Well,
and that affects our you know, our cash flow. So it's an interesting thing, and so for a small business to see, in fact, my advice to a small business that wants to buy new equipment or whatever kind of capital expenditures, don't pay that with your cash. If you've got cash reserves, don't write a check for that stuff. Finance it over at least a year or so, because you might need that cash.
Well, and also, capital goods are expected to last longer than a year,
exactly.
And it's appropriate to finance according to the expected life of the project itself.
Well, and I recommend small businesses dip their toes back in the water with their bankers.
Yep.
And, you know, don't try to go too far. You know, maybe 3 years ago you might have gone 36 months. Maybe go 24 months on the payout or whatever. Whatever you got to do. But, folks, hoard your cash and manage it very – I shouldn't say hoard it, but please manage it very tightly. I don't have to tell you that. You know that. It's instinctive, isn't it? 20 Tail, right back with Sam Norwood after these messages.
Looking out for love.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much for checking it out and using it to your advantage. We built it just for you. You got 15 seconds or 15 minutes. We got something within that time frame that you can do to listen or read or ask questions, get answers, subscribe to my newsletter, check out my blog, whatever you want to do there. Check out our Brain Trust members. Lots and lots of stuff there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Sam Norwood is with us, folks. Sam is our good friend, the senior partner with Tatum LLC, and it's TatumLLC.com, the website, by the way, folks, and Sam will tell you a little bit about Tatum later on. Sam, we're talking about your Tatum Survey of Business Conditions that you conduct every month, and which also, by the way, folks, is available at TatumLLC.com and on my website. Sam, we were talking about capital expenditures being up, but this employment thing, that's not just counterintuitive. That's perplexing to hear that you're seeing a rise in employment with your folks when everything else around us shows the opposite.
Well, exactly, and it may be. I mean, we survey hundreds of our partners around the country in a broad variety of businesses. And we think we're reflective of what's going on in the country as a whole, but it could be that we're actually dealing with businesses that are a little bit ahead of the curve. And so that's the only explanation that I can have, because we have no incentive to call it any way than what it is. And we're a little bit earlier than most other reports that you see. We saw the recession developing about 2 months before it was officially
mm-hmm.
declared.
Mm-hmm.
We saw it ending about 3 months before generally people were aware of it. And so we're a little ahead of the time.
Sam, I hope that that's true from your mouth to God's ears on this employment thing.
Yeah.
But boy, howdy, have we got a long road to hoe on that one.
Well, what we've been seeing is two things in the employment area. One is we've been seeing a pretty consistent through the last year a reduction in the number of people being hired. I mean, that's pretty obvious. But we've also seen in recent months a reduction in the layoffs a reduction in the number of people cut back in our survey. And for the first time in this past month, we actually, in many months, for the first time, we saw an actual pickup in the number of people hired, and that's brand new.
So
for
we
us.
Still don't
and,
like the numbers,
and we
but
hope
we
that it will presage a broader trend in that direction for the rest of the country.
We still don't like the numbers, but we're starting to like the trend. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly right. It's painful, and we definitely see the turn.
Well, you know,
and,
Sam,
and the CapEx and the employment are most meaningful to us because they both lag and are beginning to pick up steam. So I think there's a good shot that we'll be sustaining this. There's some talk about a a W instead of a V in this. But we really believe that the trend is strong enough, and it's global. You might have noticed yesterday the stock markets of our own stock market really took off. That's a reflection of a global thing. Most of the time, we tend to look at our own situation very close at home, but the international scene matters a lot. And the declining value of the dollar also means something to us, our businesses, as exporters.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to keep an eye on what's going on outside the United States to be fully cognizant of what might be affecting our own business.
Well, you're exactly right, and of course, for all these years, I've been trying to encourage small business owners to at least be aware of the global issues that affect our business, even if we're not exporters, even if we're not operating outside of our little communities, our local communities. The global marketplace does. We are connected very, very closely, regardless of what we do, to the dynamics of the global marketplace. But Sam, I'm going to come back to the employment thing. As ugly as it is right now, and as much as we don't like it, and as much of an obstacle to any kind of a fast recovery as this big number of unemployed people is going to be, there is a silver lining in all that for small business owners, and that is that many small business owners have got, you know, they're smaller in size than they were in terms of staff. So they've had to lay somebody off or fire somebody, whatever they may have done in the last year or so. But there is a pool of highly qualified people out there who are highly motivated to get a job. This could be a time in I don't know, maybe a career. The best time in anybody's career to find highly qualified people to join your small business. What do you think, Sam?
Well, I think that's absolutely right. There's huge talent out there looking for opportunity, and I think we should not ignore the older folks. There's sort of a trend in the United States where once you reach age 50, you're not as desired, and there's this huge pool of the 50 to 60, 65
right.
Year olds who are hugely experienced, highly energetic,
yep.
and a terrific resource. So not just the youngsters, but the oldsters as well.
Yeah, us oldsters, right, Sam?
Yep, us oldsters.
TatumLLC.com is the website. When we come back, we're going to talk some more. We got some more. We got some more of the Tatum survey elements that we're going to talk about, like order backlogs, the overall conditions of the marketplace according to Sam's guys, and also we're going to talk a little bit about capital availability. That's in the second, right after these messages, I should say, and we'll do that when we come back. Tintel, stay with us.
Love is strange. Lot of people take it for a game.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. We're visiting with our good friend Sam Norwood. He's with senior partner with Tatum LLC. Sam, tell us about Tatum.
And Tatum is a professional services firm that focuses on helping the office of the chief financial officer. And we have hundreds of partners around the country who actually go in and fulfill the function of the chief financial officer. And we do projects for the chief financial officer and that office of a variety of things that just help that office become more effective, efficient, and helpful in creating value for the companies.
And they can find out more about you guys at TatumLLC.com, can't they?
Indeed.
And so, folks, this is if you need a high powered chief financial officer, but you don't need to adopt that person, you just to adopt them, you just like to rent them. That's one of the things that they can help you with. So you need somebody just for one day a week or something like that, they can help you with that. Sam,
what we really believe in is the use of outsource, because in our case, but we also as a business use outsourcing, getting the help that we need when we need it, that can focus on exactly what's needed, and then let that go when we don't need it or we need to change the priorities. So
well, Outsourcing.
It's just a way of staying efficient.
Outsourcing is one of the best things that ever happened to small business.
Yeah.
No question about it. In whether you're doing it as a business model or just in your operation. Sam, let's talk about the overall business conditions. That's kind of sideways this time, right?
It's sideways, but that reflects a constant rate of improvement, which is slow, but it's flat with the prior month in the sense that the rate of improvement is about the same as it was a month ago, up just slightly. And we measure that in the Tatum Index of Business Conditions, which is a combination of the future 60 days and the past 30 days in the ratios of those companies reporting improvement versus those that are reporting declines.
When you... One of the things, all of your people are mostly they're working for privately held companies, right? They're not...
Well, it's about two-thirds privately held and one-third publicly held.
Yeah, I just wonder if, you know, we have to differentiate, don't we, Sam, between the Main Street economy and Wall Street's exuberance.
Oh, exactly.
And Wall Street right now is having a good time. It's feeling pretty good. But it's, in my opinion, Wall Street's performance is built on the backs of the unemployed, because all this performance these companies are showing is not based on any kind of anything they've done so smart. It's because of cost cutting. Would you agree with that?
Well, companies that are performing well surely have cut costs. If that's what you're saying, but at the same time, the companies that are doing well are doing well for a whole variety of reasons, including having focused best services to go with their manufactured products,
right,
treating the customer well, treating their employees well, and we believe it matters to have the best pool of employees that you can possibly get. Don't cut the cost there.
Well, one of the things that I'm getting at is I'm trying to help people understand, you know, if looking at what the stock market's doing is making you feel more optimistic about your business, and it's making you, you know, think happy thoughts about the future, then that's good for all of us. We all need to be a little more motivated in a positive way. But I also think that there's a disconnect between what's happening on Wall Street and what's happening on Main Street at this moment. What do you think?
Well, sure. Wall Street is 100% the future. And Wall Street is becoming more optimistic about what next year and the year after
like. From a global standpoint, too.
Sure.
As you said earlier.
And domestically, too. But what we're feeling right now is really pretty bad. What Wall Street is looking at is the trend for the next few months to few years.
Right.
And we've come a long way.
Mm-hmm.
Think about where we were a year ago. In a complete panic the financial system seemed on the verge of unwinding.
We have come a long way, Sam. The thing is, though, is the Wall Street is an emotional beast, folks. Don't build your hopes on Wall Street, because if it collapses, not collapse, but if it has a downturn, if the bears take over the next 6 months, I don't want you to feel negative about that either, because it may not be what's happening on Main Street. Hey, thanks, Sam, for being here. Good job today.
Great. Good to be with you, Jim.
Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, with Tatum LLC. com. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.